this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. Many of us are camera shy, in my case for good reason, and you're welcome. We always dread someone taking candids of us while we're at office parties, family reunions, or grand jury indictments. Then along comes the semi-smartphone and with it the dawning of the selfie era. Suddenly, people who passionately avoided cameras all of their lives by covering their faces, stepping into other rooms, emigrating to other continents, and inquiring about space travel, well, they're all posing with their besties or their brunch spreads or in front of historical monuments and next to life-size cardboard cutouts of celebrities. Most of us are now aware of the paparazzi term photo ops for opportunities, not as in covert military work operations. Some of us may even know where the term paparazzi came from, the Fellini film La Dolce Vita, in which a character named Paparazzo was a pushy news photographer. But I repeat myself. Well, many of us went to bed one night petrified of being photographed and loathing the effort of taking pics of others, and awoke as impromptu models and paparazzi. I'm mentioning all of this because February starts in a couple of weeks, and with it the new season of photo ops will commence. Valentine's Day dinners, March Madness, April Fool's Day and Easter, Mother's, Father's, and Independence Days in May, June, and July, Nothing of Importance Week in August, though we'll probably still pose for selfies at seashores, lakes, and weight reduction, sober up spas. Then come Labor Day, Halloween, and Thanksgiving in September, October, and November. And finally, the tripod trifecta of Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Christmas. What's an innate introvert to do? For one thing, learn the cliches of candid photography. If you're at an event, find someone with whom you can be pictured sharing a laugh. If you're being shot for a work photo, try one in which you're holding your phone to your ear and looking up suddenly as if you had no possible idea you were about to be photographed by that person who'd been setting up lights and reflective umbrellas a few feet from your desk for the last half hour. Among my favorite photo ops are the ones taken at receptions, especially if at the last minute the photographer asks you to put your wine or cocktail glass down so it won't look as though you're at a semi-formal pub crawl. Leaving on your "Hi, I'm" name tag will not only moderate that notion but also look kind of dorky. More women than men have a knack for picture posing. They seem to instinctively know how to turn slightly sideways, which is a good tactic in fencing, too, and for the same reason. It makes it appear there's a bit less of you. They may also be born knowing the model's stance. Quote, left foot back and our right foot forward. The heel is into the instep of the left foot. We're facing the knee literally out to the left, unquote, according to the website tophollywoodactingcoach.com. I didn't make that up. Whereas for a man, the go-to gesture is to place one hand atop the other hand and place them in front of his pants, a tad north of the crotch. I'm sure this started out centuries ago as a self-defense stance, likely when someone was aiming things other than cameras at them. If so, it was probably popularized during the era when standing before a firing squad was a favored form of capital punishment. It's typical of my gender that as we're about to lose our lives, we think instead about the safety of our junk. All that aside, I hope you'll start to or continue to enjoy being immortalized on camera as the year continues to unfold. It's like they used to say to lure people to Hollywood. Unless you're fleeing the mob, creditors, or divorce attorneys, you ought to be in pictures. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.